Hotel Miss Teresa, we said hello. Go get you some beauty sleep. You take it easy, and I got to get down there and see y'all one of these days soon. But good hearing you on the radio tonight there, buddy. You take care. KI4DOS.
We'll talk to you sometime later, not on the phone. If I remember right, Nye's coming to me. He's the one that drives the tool truck and sells the Mako tools, I think. It's finally come to me.
Me, and guys, I want to tell y'all, thank y'all for just welcoming me in. I feel like I've just butted in a lot of places sometimes, but I felt at home, so appreciate everybody just taking the time to put up with me getting started. KO4HKX Friday.
I'll give you these websites. He was talking about the Briar Vangle Club here. The website is BRARS.cc. That's the Greenville Briars Club. Our group over here, where I'm at over here in the Pickens EOC, is WX4PG, WX4PG.org. And as far as the Greer Club goes, I don't know the website address right offhand, but if I remember correctly, it's on our WX4PG.org website. So I think I checked it out here a day or two ago just to see that it was still as it should be, and it still registers on there. It's coming up through our website still, so you could get the Greer Club through that.
Used the early check-in, and I've been on the Greer's website, club site, a few months ago, but I didn't know about the one over there where you're at in Pickens, Andy.
I don't mean just to thank you, but I just want to put those website addresses out while I'm still remembering them.
Andy, I wished I had half the memory you got. I can't remember the... I can remember a lot of the frequencies, but I can't remember the tones and stuff the way you do. But ain't nothing wrong with your memory there, young man. But I appreciate it, and I've got to jump out of here, go in here and see what Joey wants. She's called me a time or two, and I better go see what she wants me to do. And I'll enjoy talking with y'all this evening, and I'll say 73 to you. KO4HKX and KI4LZI, KI4DOS.
DK, enjoyed the conversation. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me this evening, KO4HKX.
I mentioned to it, I noticed on the Briar's website when I've been on there, if you have to do a Briar's pre-net check-in, best I can tell as far as on the Briar's.cc website goes, what Gary's telling you is when they have their in-person meetings down there at the Red Cross building. But judging from what I see on their website, there about every month it comes up, they're still using Zoom. So you need to keep a real close check on that right up before the, I'm trying to remember, that meeting down there when they do go back to doing it in person is the, I believe it's the first Monday of the month. First Monday of the month. But you need to watch that website real close, because so far the past good many months, as I've noticed on there, they're still using Zoom, so it hasn't resumed back to in-person meetings down at the Red Cross building just yet.
That's what I've been waiting on, is everybody to get back to somewhat normal in-person meetings so that I can get the face-to-face thing going. I studied to get my technician with YouTube and ham study, and that's how I got it. Really like to learn more hands-on kind of stuff.
See, like our group, I was talking about out here at WX4PG.org, we're back having in-person meetings again. We have been there for the past 2 or 3 months, I think. And I don't know, we were just talking also about field day. I don't know how many groups around is actually having them, but from my understanding, Briars here at the Greenwood Group's gonna be having a field day down there. The trouble is, it's hard. I can't really describe where it is to and tell you how to get there. I just know how to get there. And Travelers Rest at a Greenville County area where it's kind of a county park, but they usually have horses for equestrian business. And they're supposed to be having their field day event down there this time here on the last Saturday of the this month. I just can't just tell you really how to get there, though. I have to find that out from KJ4RQZ or WG4DYH.
Field day is next Saturday, if I'm got you understanding right, the last Saturday of this month.
The last Saturday in June.
Always the last Saturday of June. Okay. I'll have to try to remember that then.
In words as to how to tell you to get there. I know how to get there, but I don't... You could probably... Well, like I said, I can't... And I don't know the address of the place. I just know how to get there, but... I know I heard Nathan KJ4RQZ tell me here just 2 or 3 months ago they are going to still have their field day event still down there.
Deal. Talking to me yesterday, I believe it was, about it, KN4VWA, so maybe he knows a little more about where it's at also.
So, like I said, I wish I could tell you more than that, but I really haven't paid that close attention to the word and how to do it. I just know how to go from where I live and get there, and that's all I really know. Just for informational purposes, the Anderson Radio Club is going to have a field day in-person event this time too, but I don't know even as much about their situation as I do Briars, because that's quite a ways for me to drive, where I've always went over to the Briars when I had until I messed my foot up here a few weeks ago.
What did you do to your foot, Andy?
My boy Elsie, I was sitting out here on the porch in a swing. And I forgot about how old that chain is that hooks to the ceiling out there that goes to the swing. Well, I was sitting in it there one evening, and one of those links broke. Me, I went down on the concrete floor, and my foot turned back up. I got caught between the concrete floor and that swing, and it done a number on my right foot right now. And right now, I can't really drive an automobile without having to wear a big boot. I'm hoping here it will eventually get good enough that I can eventually.
I need your right foot to drive with to match that little skinny pedal.
I be.
My poor LZI.
THZYB, name's Jeff. Hey, Andy, I heard you guys talking earlier. I checked out that website, that Radio Boulevard. That's something else right there. I actually forward that off to several friends of mine that restore equipment from the World War II era. So they'll be interested in it. But, yeah, thanks for passing that information along. I forgot your call sign, but mine is Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo, and I'm over here in Greenville.
KI4LZI. Well, I know of another one, too, that used that website just for that, W4IPX, Les Shattuck. He's down in Waycross, Georgia now, but he used to be up here around the city of Anderson, and he used that website exclusively for rebuilding gear like that, and for the rest of us that never saw that gear, it's a very interesting website. Boy, I done it, Patrick, I think. You go ahead and take it.
YB Friday. I'm going to make one more comment here, and then I'll pass it on to... I didn't catch the other guy's name either. I'm sorry about that. What was that second website you were saying, Andy? I'm going to write that down.
Go for HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
There just a bit. KI4LZI. Well, the second one, Robert Martin came in here, AA4RM, and put that one out about VHF FM propagation. So I really can't inform you because I didn't have here holding this HT and talking to you. I didn't really have time to write it down. But you catch him back on here, he can give you that website because he's the one that put that website out on here.
If you're looking for... No, okay, I appreciate that, buddy. I'll do that. But that Radio Boulevard right now, man, that's a pretty interesting site. All right, buddy, I want to go ahead and jump out of here. Thanks for the info. And maybe I'll catch you tomorrow night if you're out here on the net. And the other gentleman out there, sorry I didn't catch your name and call, but good to hear you got your technician license anyway, man. Congratulations. KECAZYB 73.
Time, Patrick, y'all keying too quick. KI4LZI.
KO4HKX. That website is aprs.menolink.org.
Appreciate that. KZHZYB.
KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
I was, but until I talk to you a lot to really remember, it don't stick good with me right off hand, but that would be, and if you're in the Greenville area the most, that's probably that Briars.cc website would probably be your best bet. You just, like I said, got to keep in mind up to this point, they're still doing Zoom meetings.
I am in the Greer and Greenville area, so it just depends on which one works out the easiest for me at the time of day, because I finish up different times every day.
Finish up when you don't. You know more about that. I know that the Rear Club over there meets in the Woodman of the World building. I know about that much, but other than going to their website, I can't really tell you any more about them than what you already know.
Well, I will look it up and see what I can find out on their websites and keep a track on that and try to get up with everybody. But, Andy, I'm going to say 7-3 this evening. I got to get ready for in the morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, I've had this. If this had been my new HT, I would already had to put the HT down because it'll burn your hand. This here's an old ancient ICO-2AT from the 80s, and I can talk on this thing for 2 or 3 hours straight, and it won't even begin to burn my hands. So, it's because it's a brick. KI4LZI portable.